A month from now, states are scheduled to begin vaccinating nearly 500,000 healthcare workers against smallpox. A month after that, another 10 million or so medical personnel, police, and other so-called first responders are scheduled to be offered the vaccine. But NPR's Richard Knox reports that many health experts are asking, what's the rush?
When President Bush announced his long-awaited smallpox decision 10 days ago, he said he wasn't holding back any secrets.
These vaccinations are a precaution only and not a response to any information concerning imminent danger.
Mr. Bush's decision to vaccinate against a disease not seen in this country for more than half a century came as no surprise to the health community. But many were shocked to hear the administration wants to get millions of first responders immunized before summer. Their concern is embodied by a recent mishap in Israel, which has vaccinated nearly 18,000 healthcare workers since October. An Israeli surgeon ignored warnings that he should not get vaccinated if someone at home has an impaired immune system. His wife, as it happened, was taking immune-suppressing drugs. The surgeon infected her with the vaccine virus, apparently from the vaccination site on his arm. She nearly died. Infectious disease specialist Kent Sepkowitz says his colleagues should pay attention to that cautionary tale.
We're playing with fire. We can handle it if we are allowed to do it correctly. But if we're pressured into vaccinating everyone in a hurry, there might be many of those sorts of stories.
Sepkowitz, who's at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City, recently reviewed 100 years' worth of reports on smallpox vaccine side effects for the New England Journal of Medicine. He found 85 people who got accidentally infected with the vaccine virus while they were hospitalized and exposed to someone who was recently vaccinated. 11% of these people died. Sepkowitz figures there are nearly 40 million Americans who are particularly vulnerable to such accidental vaccine infections these days. That includes perhaps half of all hospitalized patients.
30, 40, 50 years ago, a small fraction, 5 or 10% of the patients would have been expected to have abnormal immune systems. So it's a vast, vast difference.
Doctors and nurses who have been vaccinated will take care not to infect their patients, but many are worried. Dr. Jonathan Burstein spoke for the American College of Emergency Physicians last week to a committee of the National Institute of Medicine.
We really don't know whether we can safely take care of immunosuppressed patients, because I don't know whether the next patient through the door is the one who's on chemotherapy or the one with HIV.
Chemotherapy patients and those infected with HIV are among the vulnerable, along with millions who have skin disorders such as eczema. As the Israeli surgeon's wife illustrates, the risk of accidental infection is not limited to hospital patients. Sepkowitz found a number of cases in which vaccinated individuals infected those close to them. In 1981, a Canadian military recruit passed the virus on to a half dozen friends, family members, and lovers through kissing. Sepkowitz says the recruit probably scratched the vaccination site on her arm and then touched her lips, causing an infection there.
To me, that tells us that people are going to, as they're vaccinated, they're going to actually have to rethink the most routine activities, you know, kissing your spouse hello or things like that. All of that might need to be rethought for the 2 or 3 weeks that the worker's been vaccinated.
Sepkowitz says it's hard to get enthusiastic about a hurry-up vaccination campaign when the president says there's no imminent threat of a smallpox attack. Dr. George Hardy of the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials told the Institute of Medicine that many agree.
With continued assurances that there are no credible new heightened threat analyses available, many continue to question the need, absent criminal release of the smallpox virus, for a rapid rush without pausing to examine the experience of the initial vaccination program.
So what is the reason for the rush? One bioterrorism expert in the federal government said, "I think it has to do with Iraq, but nobody has told me that." Richard Knox, NPR News, Washington.